that was surreal because there wasn't really mass homelessness in Luton at that time. And in London there was at that time, in Lincoln's Inn Fields. So you would sit there and some of the left-wing students that were maybe more working class, you could reflect on the dichotomy of the, you know, the kind of a bit of elite and privilege here. You know, that class of students from a very high level of class in the world, and then, you know, the poverty and homelessness and the rats walking around the park, running up the bins. So it was like, it was good. Yeah, it was a good contrast to keep reflecting on the differences in London. I also, the brunch bowl was quite good because it overlooked the... It had like a balcony at that time that looked quite far down. And there was a student union vegetarian cafe in the East Building. They had like really good banana cake and stuff. So it was, I just found that there was like a kaleidoscope of experiences. And then you play rugby near Wimbledon, to get the train to Wimbledon, walk across Waterloo Bridge, get the train to Wimbledon. So part of LSE was in these fields in Wimbledon. So you just can't put it down to one place.
What was it like being in the rugby club?
It was good and bad because I love playing rugby. I was good at rugby. It was a good standard of rugby, you know. But the rugby players seem to be, do geography. They seem to be from private schools. They weren't like left wing like I was at that time. So like, I didn't drink alcohol. They were like, yeah, so I didn't really get on with them. Because they just seemed to want to prove how much they could drink. But obviously you just get respected for being a good player. But I was a good player, but we didn't have a coach. So there were meant to be some trials for like London University team. But the problem is students amongst themselves can't really select the best players to go forward. So it was a shame, really, because they didn't always select the best. And maybe they weren't always fairest on who, you know, because it wasn't... I mean, they did pick the best team, definitely. But sometimes we needed a coach, really, I think, to recognise and be a bit fairer. Oh, God, so it's like the same theme, really. I've worked in, Jamaica, Spain, Italy, USA, done voluntary work in Cuba, done voluntary work in European countries, done an MA, done English teaching abroad. I've done, research, other forms of teaching. So I think now I want to restart my business again, but I think I kind of missed the structure the LSE gave me, because I think it was hard. I've done lots of different things, and it's harder to stick. I think, you know, being at the LSE was being in the right place at the right time, but sometimes it's going out into the world. It's took me a long time to really know, always be sure on what I've wanted to do. I think I had it before, but I think it showed me the possibility, because you would meet other students that travelled a lot, you would meet students from different countries, I think the key thing was that you made friends from a student group that was all over the world, so you lost any prejudice or any degree of racism that you might have unconsciously had, you lost because you saw that they were all great people. I mean, I didn't get on with everyone, and you know, you would argue with people from some countries, you know, based on, you know, problem, you know, maybe their politics, but I think it was a really good leveler to see the humanity in everyone. And again, now I'm currently living back in Luton, and I get frustrated with, say, my sister, because I don't know, she votes UKIP and she doesn't have that understanding of the humanity that I feel for people from all over the world. And that was partly supported by studying here at the LSE.
Would you say that was one of the main highlights of studying at the LSE?
God, that's a really good question. I think the whole experience was the highlight. So learning from all the people here, like intellectually, learning what was possible in the world, I think. So learning, because I think when I first started travelling, I was always open-minded, but I actually think that the highlight was learning, seeing people that had done gap years, had gone to Australia, other people whose parents were professors, other people that, you know, parents worked for organisations like the UN, other people whose parents were MPs, other students that had been homeless or, you know, squatted. You see very left-wing students, very right-wing students. So I think the whole thing taught me, again, which is reinforced when I travel, is that you can create whatever you want in life if you see role models of that in different shapes and different individuals. And so anything's kind of possible, really. And I think that's what the LSE taught me, because I think if you come from a hometown or a culture that's quite conforming, you're not really told that. But by coming here, you're by the institution teaching you on a higher level, it's actually teaching you a greater lesson as well, that, you know, you can achieve whatever you want on a global level, because other people do that come here. You know, if you want to, that you create your life, you choose your life, and that you don't have to listen to the limitations of people that haven't done that, that haven't tried that.
What do you think the future of LSE will look like?
Okay. I come back regularly for these reunions, so I'm going on my impressions, and when I did my MA, I still used the library here. So I don't study here, you know, but I mean, I've got quite a lot of impressions. I think my impression is it's becoming even more international. So I think there's less British students, there's less, probably less working class British students like I was. I think some of us did kind of want a revolution, and now I see it differently. I think you can make a difference yourself, but you don't need to change everyone else, you know. So I see, but I think now it's more like the education here is probably more like a commodity. It's more expensive. So possibly richer people from other parts of the world can afford to come here. I think the LSE are more conscious of their brand, so they branded themselves very well globally. So I think it has changed. You know, I think the value and quality of the thinking hopefully is still the same, but I think to survive in the world, the LSE, it's probably more a consumer experience now, maybe, than a creative experience to survive in a more consumer-driven world. And because it's getting less funding from the British government, unfortunately. So I can understand that process. I just think that it's hard to put it in terms. So by studying here really hard to maybe get a good job or to get this commodity of this education here, I hope people aren't using it just to get on in life, to have more money, whereas they should be using this education to improve the world more. And I'm sure a lot of students are, but I just think the climate of the times maybe is conforming them more, to be a bit more capitalistic, rather than looking at different ways that they can engage with the world, rather than maybe, how we can, compromise and reform the system rather than just perpetuating the system,
And in light of everything you've said, is there anything you think I haven't covered that you would like to talk about? Or any experiences that you want to tell me?
Okay. Yeah, maybe just to kind of... Yeah, maybe just to summarise anything I haven't mentioned. There was one student called Brian, and he was a year above me. I think he did sociology. He got MS, so I used to see him. He said he had MS, and he looked completely normal. And I didn't really think anything of it. But then I think when I left, I saw him again because he started before I did. And then I came back maybe a year later after I'd left, and he was like in this wheelchair. So I feel emotional remembering that, that some people didn't get through their degree. I mean, some people didn't get through because they just didn't work and they weren't motivated, but other people physically couldn't get through it. So I feel really honoured, humble that I did get through my degree. That was an achievement. Another friend was like me. He did his degree, wasn't sure what to do, but I think he had really middle-class parents that were pressurising him, and he had a breakdown, and he committed suicide a few years after leaving here. So I'm trying to reflect on all the extremes of the experience here and really remember these people that didn't always survive, survive being here or survive kind of coming out the other end. And this was a great place, but I also think sometimes it was hard to live up to being here. It was hard to follow it up with something else, Yeah. So I think that affected, people. But I think maybe my great overriding thought is that, I think I had girlfriends here, and I had amazing girlfriends when I was here, and I had a lot of love. I experienced a lot of love here through the girlfriends I had, but also through friendships that I had. So there was a real lot of love, a good feeling of love between the students, as a good force for bringing us together, but also as part of people wanting a better world and believing in the potential of having a better world. And I just think that what we all had in common, because I felt that love, from students from all over the world, but also it was that, that we all had a similar mind, a questioning mind, but also a thoughtful mind, and a kind of that thoughtfulness and understanding, that was what we all shared, and it was across all, you know, and everyone could express it in English, wherever, whatever their background was. So I think that was the great thing. So I think it really, you saw the best in everyone, really. You know, the best in the UK students, the best in the international students. So it really showed you the potential of people. You know, so I think that's probably what I'll take away from it, and maybe just to finally conclude it. So I think being an LSE student or LSE alumni is really, it's a way of thinking. So you come to a reunion and you can engage in a conversation because you've been taught that way of thinking to an extent, but you had it before you came here because that's why you wanted to come here and that's why you got chosen to come here. So it's nice that way of thinking transcends everything else.